T-Mobile. HKX N4ZLK.
Nice to talk to you, Shane. And drill to you.
I guess not. I saw Santa Matco truck pass me here, and easily enough. I've never met him, so I don't know what he looks like, but I just thought I'd see if that was him or not. How are you this morning?
Okay, just leaving the foot clinic over here. Renice, are we heading to Amy's first, right? Okay, I got to get my navigator here on the right side straightened out. We're doing fine.
I'm glad that day was over. It's the
that was a good many years ago. But I don't have any problems anymore. And, I mean, my feet hurt a little bit every now and then, but, you know, it doesn't stop me from playing tennis, so it's not too bad.
Main Street.
I'm Heading on to I-85, behind a semi-truck, and I got to merge left, and there's another semi-truck beside of me. I hope this guy's judicious enough to let me in, Dave. He did. And, gracious enough, behind a hauling truck line thing. On the west side of town, I turned around and I'm going to get on I-85 and go down to exit 56, I think it is, down there to Pelham Road, Dave.
Just got a good copy on you on the input, so I just wondered where you were. I heard you mention Spartanburg exit, so I didn't know. But anyway, I listened to your transmission two transmissions ago while I was sitting there at the traffic light waiting to cross Main Street, and I was on McBee Avenue, or McBee, however you want to say it. And when I was growing up, it was McBee Avenue, but now it's McBee. So, anyway. Let's see. Oh, gosh. I hope I can turn left down, I mean right down here. This is going to be fun. Go ahead.
Mobile. Yeah, we basically just left Whitehorse Road area. I don't like to ever drive on that road. They killed too many people out there. And we're at exit 46 on 85, and I know you know where that's at. Headed back towards what I call the east. It's crazy down here, Dave. Maurice was watching the streets there a while ago, and going up Church Street, going west, well, a half a mile before you get to the VA, they change the name of the damn street. They do that all the time around here.
Try to keep you on your toes, you know. Oh, I mean, that happens a lot in Greenville, and you know, you'll be riding down the street, and you're going straight, and you get to an intersection, and you look, and the name of the street's changed, just the way it is. One thing they did that I didn't realize until recently is that I grew up right off of Augusta. We always called it Augusta Road because that's what it was back then. And I went to Augusta Circle School. I lived over here where I'm headed right now to the near the hospital, Memorial Hospital, and off of West Ferris. And anyway, and so now Augusta is called Augusta Street in the city, and it's called Augusta Road in the county. And that's how they differentiate between the two.
I just listened to Susie. And Susie's my Garmin up here on the windshield, and she's blonde.
One of those two, I think mine's blonde, and I think the one on my wife's phone is too. We were up in Canton coming home from Maggie. We were taking 1923, because 40 was a parking lot, and basically, took us in a circle. I mean, you know, we went out, we turned, we made two right turns, so we were backtracking. And I told my wife, I said, this thing doesn't know, you know, where we need to go. And I just started telling my wife, I said, just turn here, you know. You know, it was just crazy. I don't know. We were on a detour, and see, the crazy thing about it was they put one detour sign up, and then they you didn't see anymore. There was no more detour signs. So you didn't know, you know, the next place to turn. It was just crazy. And so we had to turn the GPS on to get, you know, to get a, you know, figure out where we needed to go. KB4CBA.
Sir, we're at exit 51. Well, I gotta watch. I don't want to get caught for the slowpoke lane. They're running 80 here, just basically, which is nothing new. Yeah, there's times when it's really bailed me out. We have the old one that's built into the car, but it's 2011, and I'm not going to give the price they want for a new CD in that thing from the dealer. So, I don't use it very often. It's still pretty good, though, on things, but I got one that's, it's about 6 inches wide and 3 inches tall in the center. Dollar says I need to get rid of that and use Waze, but I don't like that stupid Waze thing on the phone because it's small, and I can just barely glance out of my right eye and see that GPS. It's plenty big, and then Bernice is watching it too, so I don't have to watch it. I like to keep my eyes straight forward, like with the microphone, just point right at that guy's license tag. I just don't do that. And I see a lot of people, they lean over to the right to talk to somebody. And there, that guy almost switched lanes into the fella in the left lane. I see them lean over to the right and talk and turn their head every time they speak to somebody sitting in the rider's side.
Oh, man. One thing my wife's Highlander has that I really like is I'm not really sure what it's called. But anyway, she has a microphone and built in somewhere in near her in proximity. And she could turn this thing on the screen. And if you're sitting in the back seat, you can hear clearly what she's saying. You know, it's one thing I really hate, you know, when you're a passenger in a car and you're in the back seat and the two people in the front are talking and you can't hear, you can't understand what they're saying. There's so much road noise or whatever. And so this thing, it has three different volume levels and she usually puts it on high. And you can hear just as clearly. It comes out the audio speakers and... I tell you, it's really a neat feature.
Bernice says you can't hear in the back seat. We got Bluetooth in the Avalon. Well, I got it in the truck too. I just haven't married that new phone to it that I got here a while back. There's no excuse. I should. So I just have Bernice take them, and she'll kick it over on speaker. Because I just won't put a phone up to my ear and go along talking on it. It's just not in the cards for me. I'm too old for that. I try to be safe, Dave, but it doesn't matter how safe you are. You can still get in an accident real easy out here when you got so many people. I sure hate to have to work for a living and drive down that I-85 every day, wouldn't you?
My daughter and son-in-law lived in Powdersville. He worked at the BMW plant, and he drove from, you know, Powdersville, and they were right off 85. He just had to hit 153 and, you know, go a couple of miles, and he was on 85. But then he had to drive, you know, I don't know how many miles it is, but it's a good ways to the BMW plant from Powdersville. And I felt sorry for him because I know I would be just frustrated. I mean, I used to hate my drive to work when I worked for John Finger Mazda, and I lived in Travers Rest. And it took me 30 minutes to get home, 35 minutes, and it's like a 15-minute drive. But the traffic's just so bad. It's just... people just do some of the dumbest things, and you're just sitting there shaking your head. And I just say, oh, God, please don't let me be like that. You know, when I get older, you know, I don't want to be a hindrance on the road.
You know, I don't either. I get that point. And Grace is going to drive, or we ain't going to drive.
Then he'll be a backseat driver.
Yeah, I'm going to have to slap her around a little more, Dave, and get her straightened out on that. Navigators aren't supposed to disagree with the commander.
Don't hurt him too bad, Bernice. Gosh, what was I going to say? I had a good one, too, boy. Anyway, well, you know, the GPS thing is good when it works, and that's basically what I say about technology. You know, technology's great when it works, and then it's frustrating and it's hang when it doesn't. But, you know, you can always take Uber when you're when both of you are too old to drive. And I'm going to have to jump out here in just a second because I'm next in line to the drive-up window here.
To that state, then I got to take a Uber. I'll go apply for my concealed carry permit. That just doesn't interest me either. I know a lot of people use it. Well, I just seen two Harley riders, and I can always tell them from a distance. Both of them had bandanas on for helmets and no protective gear whatsoever, but boy, they had some pretty bikes, Dave. The old saying is, helmets are for people with brains to protect. Catch you in a little while. This is 0-2-R.
Better be careful where you say that, because you can get yourself in a heap of trouble in a hurry. Oh, me. Well, yeah, my poor old bike's just sitting there waiting for me to fix it. I'm waiting on parts. It was supposed to have been here on the 26th of September. Now it's going to be the 26th of October. So, somehow, kind of doubt that's true, but anyway, we'll see. All right, well, I'm pulling up to the window, so I'll see 73's N0TR KB4CPA.
Roger. Well, yours is an older bike, and it gets scarce. It's hard to stock all the parts. And Dave, I knew this. Harley riders, and even before that, actually, because you know, like I said, brains are for people, or helmets are for people with brains to protect. I should say, item one is they bought a Harley. So that tipped me off right away. I don't care what they think, I'm old. What are they going to do, shoot me? KB4CBA and 0TR.
4CNA in Asheville Monitoring.
This is N0TR. My name's Tom. I'm here for a short time, but you got a phenomenal signal today from Asheville. I'm in Greer, South Carolina.
Okay, Tom. Well, good morning. I guess it's still morning. No, actually, it's afternoon. Good afternoon to you, sir. Yeah, you sound great, too. Hey, I hit this repeater pretty good most of the time. Sometimes it's a little sketchy, but most of the time I can hit it pretty good, Roger.
Yeah, that's great to be able to hear up there, and it's just a fine repeater, and we're thankful for the coverage of it. Oh, that stupid GPS is talking in the background. You'll have to excuse it, because it's going to talk again here. We're just about to our destination. You have a good day, and I'll say 73's, and Dave, KB4CBA, should be back shortly. He's in a drive-thru, and take care. Enjoy the beautiful weather. This is November 0, Tango Radio, clear.
Okay, Tom, very good. Thank you so much for coming back to me. I hope you have a good day. November 0 Tango Romeo, Whiskey 4 Charlie, November Alpha, 7-3.
Get a proper phonetics. November 0 Tango Romeo. I know better, but now and then I say radio. Sometimes it's a little harder, voice-wise, when you're running DX. Radio comes through a little better than Romeo, I guess you would say. But I looked on, you know, I flunked hooked on phonics, so I don't know if that's correct or not either. Have a good day. N0TR.
About that at all. I say whatever I want to. Whatever pops in my mind. Oh, Lord. Have a good day. 7-3. W4CNA.
Or CPA Mobile. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Shane. Must have seen you drive by, and he called you earlier. I believe I'm right about that, but anyway, don't hold me to it. And but anyway, you doing all right today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Enjoying the beautiful weather. Was the last of his call ZLK?
That last part again.
Was the last of Shane's call ZLK?
I believe it was.
Runs a UPS truck over here in Easley where I'm at today.
You're over in Easy. We call that Easy around here. So do you ever get over on my side of town in Taylor's?
I'll be over there later this afternoon and all day tomorrow.
Work, work, work. I tell you, well, somebody's got to do it. Help pay for my Social Security.
This beats turning wrenches.
Wrenches wasn't too bad. It was just the rest of it. That was a pain. Oh, me. But, it really didn't make it any easier because my boss was one of my best friends. And so sometimes I had to remember which hat he was wearing. But, because sometimes I didn't like what he was telling me.
It's a strain on a friendship, that's for sure. Yeah, but I'm like you. The turning wrenches part of it wasn't that bad most of the time. But the rest of it, the politics in the dealership and between other techs and trying to make a paycheck because it was all flat rate and trying to make the manufacturers happy with all their paperwork anymore and jumping through their hoops, it just got to where it stressed me out anymore.
It's one of those circus dogs that has to jump through the hoops. And there were a lot of them to jump through. Oh, me. I'm glad those days are behind me. And I guess you are, too. I'm glad you got your truck, and I hope things have kind of gotten back to normal for you.
I'm having to rebuild my business where, you know, you don't have everything, and guys get on the other trucks, and they run their bill up there, so you got to wait for them to get that taken care of, and all that mess. But things are coming back around, starting to smooth out.
Too many customers. I know we had a guy with Snap-on, and he just up and quit and didn't say anything to us or anybody, I don't guess. And you know, we went for several months without anybody from Snap On, and then finally they got somebody to take his route, and they gave us a T-shirt. Wasn't that nice of them for all our trouble?
I think that's going to fix it all, too. They can just buy your compliance, and that's it. I always hated that.
Oh, well, maybe they'll forgive my debt. Mine was like, I don't know, at that time I had it paid down to $79, I think. And I thought, well, maybe they'll forgive my debt, you know, or something like that. Because it was, I mean, it was like 6 months, 5-6 months. And, they were real quick to tell me how much I owed. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. Just as long as I gave it to you like I gave it to the last guy, so much a week. And they said, yep, that'll be fine. And I said, okay, well, I guess we're good.
I don't know what to say about some of this. I've seen some real underhanded tool, man, let's put it that way, in my career. And still to this day, I see it. And, man, I am not doing those things. I'm trying to do it the way you should do it, on a handshake and in my word. And, hey, when I mess up, I tell you I messed up. I forgot to do this, or I didn't come in. I'm upfront and honest about it, and just trying to run it the way I would want to be treated.
Oh, me. Yep, everybody makes mistakes, and I guess the one thing I didn't like about the Snap-on guys, he was real arrogant, and he said I'll have all these other tool guys. I forget. I think he said something like in six months you won't see them here. They'll I'll be the only tool guy here. Well, several years later, they were still there and coming every week, and we were still buying from them, too. I mean, Snap-on wasn't the only person we bought from, and in fact, there was, I think I told you about this, it was a setup of lug nut wrenches, and they had the plastic on them to keep from skinning up the rims. And when you used an air tool or a battery tool on it, and so one of mine broke. I bought them from Snap, and one of mine broke. He said, "Oh, we don't guarantee those." I said, "What? You don't guarantee them?" And so I was talking to the Cornwell guy one day, and he goes, we guarantee those. So I said, okay. I said, sell me a set. And so he did, and they broke. One of them broke, and he handed me a new one. So, there you go.
That the ones we carry, they're a lifetime warranty on them. So if you break it, I just hand you another one and go on about my business. And that's the way it is. There's things nowadays that they're moving away from some of the lifetime warranty on it, just because people are abusing it. They're just seeing if they can break it. And, I've got one guy with a little 3-inch, half-inch extensions. It's got a lifetime warranty on it. I've probably worn 20 of those out in the 7 years I've been in this for that one guy.
Use them for pry bars or something.
He's doing with them, but every time I warranty one of them out, there's a message comes up, make sure this customer is using this tool properly. Okay, well, what do you do with it? It's a 3-inch, half-inch drive extension, impact extension. You put it on the impact, you put it in a socket, you beat on it.
He must be using it. He must be beating on it with a hammer or something. I don't think you can use a 3-inch extension for a pry bar. Oh, me. Well, I'll tell you. I didn't have much to break. When I was working on cars, the only thing I had, I bought a, when they came out with the 18-volt half-inch impact, I bought one of those, and boy, it wasn't cheap. And but he came in one day and had them on sale, and so I said, okay. So I, and I used it, and it worked great, and then I noticed the bearing in the front was making a noise. When I would let off the trigger, you could hear it. It's real obvious. And I want you to know, I turned that thing in to him, and he said, if you'd turn this in another day, he said, you'd have been out of warranty. So I, evidently I'd had it a year, and they rebuilt it, and it did the same thing, so they gave me a new one finally.
Had that happen, the case gets wore out, or something happens to it, and just the bearing goes bad on several of them, and it's just one of those things, or... You know how it is, you get the lug nut stuck on the, in the socket, and you start prying up and down on it, trying to get it out. That's rough on that bearing, no matter what you did with it.
The, I tell you, this thing has some torque. It would, if you had, you know, one cross that threaded on there, man, it would take it off. I mean, it'd break it. And you didn't have to worry about it. it didn't have to work too hard either. It was something else. I tell you, there's a lot of, I'm having to make a lot of detours today. There's a lot of traffic jams and a lot of road work going on my route home here.
Like I said, I'll be over there this afternoon. But Dave, I'm gonna have to say 7-3. I'm at my next stop. I'm gonna have to go in here and take care of these guys. It was good talking to you this afternoon. Be careful out there, and let me know if there's anything I can do to help you. 10-04-HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, I'll keep you in mind for sure, and I'm waiting to put my motorcycle back together when the park gets here, and I think I've got everything I need, but if I don't, I'll give you a call. Oh, man. You have a good one. I hope you sell everything out today. Wouldn't that be nice? 73s, KB4, CPA, clear.